राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वन चारी यमुना तीर वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद नित्यानंद हरि बोल श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद अद्वैत गदाधर जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಸುಂದರ ರಾಧಾ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಸುಂದರ ರಾಧೆ ಜಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಲರಾಮ ಜಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಲರಾಮ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಲರಾಮ ಜಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಲರಾಮ ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ 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 ಜಯ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ
ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ
ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇವ 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 ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇವ
विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सहस्त्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय मायापुर धाम की जय जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्र महारानी की जय गंगामयी जमुनामयी की जय तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय हरिनाम संकीर्तन महायज्ञ की जय हिताय गौर सितनाथ प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज All glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious to Sri Sri Guru Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 45, verse number 37, 38 on the board here. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायण नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरये नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जन शलाकया चक्षुः मो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले देवताका स्वामी नामि नमः आचार्य पदने त्वरे पापदने गौरकथाधाम नगरग्राम तारिणि नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे आजानुलंबित भुजो कनकावदातो संकीर्तन कपितरो कमलायताक्षो विश्वंभरो द्विजवरो युगधर्मपालो वंदे जगत्प्रियकरो करुणावतारो विश्वंभरो द्विजवरो युगधर्मपालो वंदे जगत्प्रिय करो करुणावतारो विश्वंभरो द्विजवरो युगधर्मपालो वंदे जगत्प्रिय करो करुणावतारो हरे कृष्ण श्रीमद् भागवतम अमल पुराण Srila Prabhupada says that Srimad Bhagavatam is also known as Paramahansa Samhita. The Vedic literature meant for the topmost transcendentalists. Obviously, a person like myself, conditioned soul, feel unqualified to speak on Bhagavatam. Is beyond the capacity of any conditioned soul. It's a Prabhupada's mercy that we are able to read and hear Bhagavatam every day. When I was told by Bhakti Anugrah Sanardhan Maharaj that come give a class, naturally I feel unqualified. But I was very happy that I felt very fortunate that I was given this service. So I thought, okay, if I can do some service, I'll try to speak a few words. I'm very thankful to Maharaj and also thankful to all of you to be here with me today. We will speak a few words about Bhagavatam. Also today is Srila Prabhupada's departure day, tithi-wise, for the West. And all that we are seeing today is because of this particular day that Srila Prabhupada went to the West. So we read from Srimad Bhagavatam. Shloka number 37. Dvijastayostam mahimanam adbhutam. Sanlakshya rajannati manushim matim. Sammantrya patnya samaharna vimrutam. Balam prabhase varayam babhuvah. Vijastayostam mahimanam adbhutam. Sanlakshya rajannati manushim matim. Sammantrya patnya samaharna vimrutam. Balam prabhase varayam babhuvah. Dvijastayostam mahinamnam adbhutam. Samlakshya rajannati manushim matim. Sammantrya patnya samaharna vimrutam. Balam prabhase varayam babhuvah. I'll read the next verse also, we can do together later. Slok number 38. Tathetyarayuhya maharatho ratham. Is there on the? Prabhasamasadya duranta vikramo. Vilamu pravajya nishida tukshanam. Sindhu viditvarhana maharatayo. Since we have, I guess, less time, so please repeat. Anyone? Hindu Viditvarhana Maharatayo. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Okay, word by word translation. द्विज द लर्नेड ब्राह्मण तयो ऑफ द टू ऑफ देम तम दैट महिमानाम ग्रेटनेस अद्भुतम अमेजिंग संलक्ष्य ऑब्जर्विंग वेल राजन ओ किंग अतिमानुषिम बियॉन्ड ह्यूमन कैपेसिटी मतिम इंटेलिजेंस सम्मंत्र्या आफ्टर कंसल्टिंग पत्न्या विथ हिज वाइफ सह ही महार्णवे इन द ग्रेट ओशन मृतम हू हैड डाइड बालम हिज चाइल्ड प्रभासे एट द होली प्लेस प्रभास थैंक यू वरयाम बभूव ही चोज ट्रांसलेशन ओ किंग आई एम रीडिंग सो आई हैव टू बी लिटिल बिट अवे ओ किंग द लर्नेड ब्राह्मणा सांदीपनी केयरफुली कंसिडर्ड द टू लॉर्ड्स ग्लोरियस एंड अमेजिंग क्वालिटीज एंड देयर सुपर ह्यूमन इंटेलिजेंस देन आफ्टर कंसल्टिंग विथ हिज वाइफ He chose as his remuneration the return of his young son who had died in the ocean at Prabhasa. Please repeat. O King, the learned Brahmana Sandipani carefully considered the two lords' glorious and amazing qualities and their superhuman intelligence. Then after consulting his wife, He chose as his remuneration the return of his young son who had died in the ocean at Prabhas. Purport, according to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the child was captured by the conscious demon while playing at the Mahashiva Kshetra. Next verse, word by word meaning, Tatha, so be it. Iti, saying this, atha, then, aruhya, mounting, maharatho, the two great chariot warriors, ratham, a chariot, prabhasam, prabhasatirtha, asadhya, reaching, duranta, limitless, vikramo, whose prowess, Velam, up to the shore. Upavrajya, walking. Nishiddhata, they sat down. Kshanam, for a moment. Sindhu, the presiding demigod of the ocean. Viditva, recognizing. Arhanam, respectful offering. Aharat, brought. Tayo, for them. Translation, so be it, replied those two great chariot warriors of limitless might, and they at once mounted the chariot and set off for Prabhasa. When they reached that place, they walked up to the shore and sat down. In a moment, the deity of the ocean, recognizing them to be the supreme lords, approached them with offerings of tribute. Please repeat. So be it, replied those two great chariot warriors of limitless might. And they at once mounted their chariot and set off for Prabhas. When they reached that place, they walked up to the shore and sat down. In a moment, the deity of the ocean, recognizing them to be the supreme lords, approached them with offerings of tribute. Purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Western scholars sometimes think that references in ancient books of wisdom to the deity of the ocean the deity of the sun, and so on, reveal a primitive mythical way of thinking. They sometimes say that primitive man think that the ocean is a god or the sun and moon are gods. In fact, references such as the word Sindhu in this verse, meaning the ocean, indicate the person who governs that aspect of physical nature. We can give several modern examples. In the United States nations, we may say the United States votes yes, the Soviet Union votes no. We hardly mean that the physical countries or the buildings in them have voted. We mean that a particular person representing that political and geographical entity has voted. Yet the newspapers will simply say the United States voted, decided, etc. And everyone knows what that means. Similarly, in business we may say a large conglomerate has swallowed up a smaller firm. We hardly mean that the buildings, office equipment and the like have physically swallowed another building full of workers and office equipment. We mean that the empowered authorities have engaged in a particular act of on behalf of their respective corporate entities. Unfortunately, modern scholars are eager to confirm their pet theories that ancient spiritual wisdom is primitive, mythic, and largely supplanted by more modern ways of thinking, exemplified by their own eloquent remarks. However, much in modern scholarship must be rethought in the light of Krishna consciousness. Vakam karoti vajalam pangum langayate yat kripatmam sri gurudevataranam paramananda madam sri chatrameshwaram. Hari Om Tat Sat. So you have been hearing how the two beautiful lords played the part of a student, and as students they learned all the 64 arts and skills in a matter of time, in a very short time. In fact, as many as days they learned. It is said they remembered everything that they heard. Obviously, he gives us memory, so he can remember. But he was playing a part. We also heard how these two brothers served their spiritual master so perfectly, and they pleased the spiritual master. That is the secret of pleasing the spiritual master. Serve him without personal motivation. Now the education is completed, and now is the time to give something in return. Gratitude. Krishna Balaram is explained here that they wanted to give Guru Dakshina. Guru Dakshina is a very big topic nowadays. It's not a new thing, as we know. Just that because of Kali Yuga influence, certain things happen. But Guru Dakshina is a part of the process. It is part of the process. It's a traditional thing. It is a required element in the spiritual progress. In any progress, Guru Dakshina should be given. And of course, Guru Dakshina is not a matter of one time given and we are done. No. Guru Dakshina, actually, a disciple can never ever repay to his spiritual master. Never. What they receive at the time of initiation is not possible to repay. Nonetheless, we should offer what we can to Guru initially when we become disciples. And that's how we accept the process. Lord Krishna Balaram also wanted to give Guru Dakshina. What they did was, they did not say, okay, Guru Maharaj, here is my dakshina, and I am gone. They asked the spiritual master, what can we offer to you? You have given us so much. What can we offer to you? Now, this is a significant thing because Krishna Balaram very well knew the caliber of their spiritual master, Srila Sandipani Rishi. And asking him what we could offer, what would you like to have, is a big thing. In the sense that it's like if you go on the road, sometimes children come, you know, Panditji, Panditji, uncle, uncle. We say, okay, what do you want? We know what maximum they can ask. So we have the courage, we can take the risk. Okay, what do you want? But here, Krishna Balaram were asking a spiritual master who was Sandipani Roshi, who was playing the role of the Supreme Lord spiritual master. So it was a big thing, not a small thing. So they asked. And the other thing, what Sandipani Rishi did, he did not say, okay, bring this. He did not say, okay, I want this. He could have said, his choice, his guru, he has right to say. But what he did, the verse says, he consulted his wife. Wow. These things are very, see all the pastimes, these things we are learning, Supreme Lord's pastimes and his devotees' pastimes also. We hear the pastimes and it's extremely inconceivably purifying and uplifting in the spiritual life, right? But besides hearing, we also want to learn something from every single pastimes has some lesson for us. Srila Sandipani Muni, he is the Acharya. He is the guru of the Supreme Lords here. So he is setting an example. Everything he does is an example. He did not say, okay, I do this. I don't need to hear from anyone else. He consulted his wife. He was a grihastha. So the thing is that sometimes we hear and we read and we debate. It's another big topic in ISKCON. We debate what is wife's role, women's role. We hear Srila Prabhupada says wife should be serving the husband. We hear Srila Prabhupada says wife should act as a subservient to the husband. We hear from scriptures the same thing. Now, if that is the case, and that is the case, why did Sandipani Rishi, he asked his wife for an important thing like this? She is supposed to be his maidservant, right? As per our limited quoting understanding. But no, he did not do that. He asked his wife, what would you like to have? Our disciples are asking. You see, Srila Prabhupada, I wouldn't get into detail because this topic can go on for hours and then I'll have to hear questions for a few days and reply for a few weeks. The thing is that Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas and all the scriptures advise us certain things. We have to take both the sides, not what we like and what we don't like. Yesterday I was hearing His Holiness Janarda Swami, Bhakti Anugrah Janarda Swami. He was also mentioning about how Mother Sita wanted to serve the Lord and how she was so eager to serve the Lord. Of course, he was not discussing the topic. So I was thinking that it's so true what Maharaj says. At the same time, how in our movement specifically, we have grossly misunderstood or misuse such instructions about wife, about women. Maharaj also mentioned about how Mother Sita wanted the deer, the golden deer, and Lord Ram went. Interesting, because I was thinking that Mother Sita, who is the exemplary wife, right? She's not some ordinary modern person. Mother Sita, Arundhati, Devahuti, these are extraordinary examples of chaste wife. So no doubt she knew her role very well. No doubt Lord Ramchandra knew his role very well. She was serving the Lord, and she knew that she is maid servant, right? Like Rukmini says, this Krishna kidnapped me and made his maid servant. So she knew her role. Nonetheless, what she did, she told Ram, go bring that deer. Maid servant cannot do that. Have you seen any maid servant telling her boss, oh, go bring this? Here we see the example of a great wife, the greatest example of wife. She is telling her husband, who is the Supreme Lord, go bring, I want that gold deer, golden deer. And Lord Ram is saying, no, not good, it will be this, it will be that. But she is saying, no, I want it. So did she not listen to the scriptures, or did she play as an unchaste wife? No, she didn't. It's a relationship between husband and wife, which is affectionate relationship. It is not necessarily, or in fact, not only maid, servant and boss relationship. This is the misconception that some people are preaching in the society and causing havoc in the society. So I was thinking that we have to take the example also to learn something. Sandipani Rishi, he also asked his wife. Now, I am not a women pro or feminist or whatever they call. But as I mentioned, we want to learn something from the Bhagavatam verses, from the pastimes of the Acharyas, from the pastimes of the Lord. So here, Sandipani Muni, he told his wife, tell me, what should we have? And then they discuss and came back. It's also important to note, this verse says that after examining the great superhuman qualities of the Lord, Sandipani asked him what was befitting him. See, disciples, like we have Uttamadhikari devotee, Madhyamadhikari devotee, Kanishthadhikari devotee. We also got Kanishtha Guru, Madhyama Guru, Uttama Guru. We also have Kanishtha disciples, Madhyama disciples, and Uttama disciples. Uttama disciple is the one who understands the desire of the spiritual master. Without even telling him, he would know, my Guruji wants this, and he would execute it. The Madhyama disciples would be very obedient. He would hear from the Guru and accept it very seriously, sincerely, and execute it successfully. The Kanishtha disciples, they would hear again and again, but they will fail in the execution of the devotion, the instructions, or they would take time to do it, up and down like that. That's Kanishtha disciples. Now Lord Krishna and Balaram, the Supreme Lords, they are perfect disciples. Anything that Lord does is perfect, right? Anything he plays is perfect. He plays a husband perfect, he plays a friend perfect, He plays the Lord perfect also. But here we see that he did not say, okay, I know what you want and I'll go and bring it. Why? Because he also wanted to give us an example, teach us how to give Guru Dakshina. So he asked the spiritual master. On the other hand, we can see that The spiritual master is also expert. An expert guru does not just instruct a disciple, go do this. What if disciple cannot do? It will become guru avagya. Right? So an expert guru very carefully understands the guru's, the disciple's qualities and tells him, do this. And the disciple does it. So we can see here, after examining, he told them, and after consulting with his wife, Sandipani Muni told Krishna Balaram, I want my son who has died at Prabhas Kshetra, you bring him back. It is also said that their superhuman qualities, abilities, capacity of the Lord's, is amazing. Lord is amazing. And who can say it's not amazing? Only mudhas. Ma muskatano mudha. Prapadyante daradhama. Mudhas don't understand the superhuman quality, the supernatural qualities, the all powerful qualities, the all beautiful qualities of the Lord. They doubt the Lord, but those who are devotees, they don't doubt the Lord. So after examining their qualities, Sandipani Rishi told them that go bring my son. Another thing, I was thinking that Srila Prabhupada also has instructed his disciples not without knowing their abilities. He knows what disciples can do. And sometimes Guru can also give you an instruction which is little bit more than your capacity to train you up. Go out of your comfort zone. Do something more, you can do more. So Srila Prabhupada, I just want to touch that point also because today is his, the day he departed from India. How wonderfully he has saved us. How wonderfully he saved us, you know. There's a beautiful Bengali bhajan you must have heard. Yadi Prabhupada na hoy to, tabe ki hoy to. It says almost all about Prabhupada. Anything that we have seen, we have learned, and anything that we are today, in my case for sure, is because of his causeless mercy. I got my spiritual master also because of Srila Prabhupada's mercy. What more? To get a spiritual master, Brahmande Brahmite Kono Bhagyavan Jiva. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. So Srila Prabhupada's mercy is unlimited. We cannot count Srila Prabhupada's mercy. And most of the people who we have not yet educated about Prabhupada, about ISKCON. ISKCON is Prabhupada expansion, right? They have misunderstanding that Prabhupada was, he went and something just miraculously happened. No. Prabhupada went through a lot of hardships. His first disciples know that. What hardships he took for us is, we cannot describe actually, because in his own words, Prabhupada used to describe sometime, he said, I was loitering in the street. In the beginning, there was no place to walk. I wouldn't even know where to go, left or right. This is Prabhupada. This is a difficulty. Even somebody hit Prabhupada, right? Somebody hit Prabhupada once. Somebody stole his equipment, devices, what he was using, tape recorder, stuff like that, money. And Prabhupada came out and didn't know how to, what to do next. But that is Prabhupada. That makes him Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Ishti Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. His determination, his surrender, his tolerance, you name it, good qualities. He was an embodiment of that, those qualities. And we do not want to be thankless to Prabhupada. Sometimes we see and hear in our movement, I'm sorry to say this in a Bhagavatam class, but we see devotees, they think, yeah, Prabhupada was great. He became great. He was not this and that. This only shows our ignorance of Prabhupada's personality. वी आर सो डिग्रेडेड दैट वी वोंट ट्राई टू जज अवर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर. वी वोंट ट्राई टू थिंक whether he was perfect or not. We are even stupid enough to give our opinion on Srila Prabhupada's status. These are desires. It's like bizarre things. So we don't want to be thankless to Prabhupada. Prabhupada was chosen by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was chosen. He was chosen to come to this world and spread this great Sankirtan movement. And we are here because of Prabhupada's mercy. We are not here because of something here and there. Yes, we have some pious activity, some karma, some piety, whatever you call, sukriti. But Srila Prabhupada also said he created our good karmas, right? So we want to be thankful to Prabhupada, and there will be more discussion on this in the evening, so I will not take more time on this. We read the next verse. We have only 10 minutes left. That verse shows how Lord Krishna, after hearing his guru's order, he immediately set off, they, Krishna Balaram, and went to Prabhas Kshetra. Srila Prabhupada's disciples are talking about how, taking the point of the ocean came, the sea. The ocean came just by seeing the Lord. He must be a great devotee, right? Otherwise, how you can recognize Lord? Lord comes in front of you. Wow, his Lord immediately came up. The personification of Sindhu, he came out and he said, Supreme Lord, please tell me what I should do for you. So obviously the atheist and the modern so-called scientist, they cannot understand this. Then how can ocean come up and talk to the Lord? And it's not their fault. Mudha, maya, apastagyana. So they have lost their intelligence. Why? Because they have not surrendered to Supreme Lord. If they surrender to Supreme Lord, they will understand that yes, Supreme Lord is there. Why not ocean? Even sky will come. And we have all the examples. Mother Earth comes. This comes, Varuna Dev comes, Indra Dev comes. But these people who have no faith in the Lord, they think this is a mythology. We can't really blame them because our scriptures talk about things which we cannot imagine. Hiranyaksha carrying earth and hiding under Garbhodaka ocean. Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill on a tiny finger. How they can imagine this kind of things, you know? Lord Vishnu emanating, exhaling millions of universes as bubbles, and they are growing, and then Sheshanag holding all the universes on his head and not feeling any weight. Mustard seed. So, obviously, we can be sympathetic towards these people, but it's not only that. They have an agenda. Kali Yuga has an agenda to systematically call Vedic scripture specifically as mythology. You know what myth is? Something that we believe, but we cannot prove or is not a fact. That's called myth. So mythology means, okay, fine, go ahead, believe what you believe, but that's not the fact. It is Kali Yuga that wants us to not have faith in the scriptures. So these Kali Yuga agents, the so-called historians, or whoever calls mythology, some people of course call it without knowing the purpose behind it, the demoniac purpose behind it. They call it mythology. When I learned English when I was a child in a school, how to call Vedic scriptures? Oh, mythology. So I thought it's a word for mythology. It's a word for Vedic scriptures, the Puranas, right? Then I realized that this is something dangerous. So these people, they have systematically put in the people's brain that this is mythology. We hear Hindu mythology, Christian mythology, Mayan mythology, Greek mythology, so many mythology. Interestingly, all the mythology have got something in common, right? So it's only the imagination of some poets why something in common? There are so many questions that they cannot reply actually. By this word, they want to destroy people's faith in the Vedic literature. They want to destroy people's faith that there can be anyone or anything superior than what these modern people have in their pocket. What they are presenting to us to impress us. They want us to believe that there cannot be more than this. We are the greatest. Demoniac mentality. If scriptures are not mythology, if they are correct, all that we hear about flying, this, that, what all the science can imagine today, teleporting and quantums, all these things, is all so common affair, right? Demigods and our Rishi Munis, and they were doing that. So they do not want us to believe that there is something higher than what they are teaching us. And they want to destroy the faith of people in the existence of the Supreme Lord. They cannot tolerate the Supreme Lord. They cannot tolerate, because if there is a controller, then the whole thing falls in the head, starting from the karma, starting from the sinful activities, butchering the cows and running slaughterhouses and prostitutions and you name what not goes in Kali Yuga. So they want us to not know that these are the facts, these are historical facts, universal facts. So this is their intention, to not let us believe. I was hearing how they want to speculate, how they want to research, all fine. We do not discredit what they do. They are helpful. Prabhupada says, we use what they do. No doubt about it. They are great. Only thing, if they can add Krishna into that, they can become greater. Right? But they wouldn't do that unless they get in touch with a person like Srila Prabhupada. This is teachings of Krishna Consciousness Movement. These people are hopeless. So our duty to not get into something which is causing issues, which is causing provocation in the movement, which is causing fight among disciples, among God brothers, among God sisters, among the members of society. We should take Srila Prabhupada's teachings fully, as a whole, not what we like to try to prove my point. These things has actually harmed our society more than it has helped. Being responsible members of the society, we want to take Srila Prabhupada's and highlight his instruction, which can encourage devotees, not discourage them. Oh, you are like that. You see what Prabhupada said like this. See, Shastra said like that. No. We don't want to do that. Only outsiders, they can do this thing. Only people have no understanding would do that. We do not want to create a situation in the movement which can damage the society, which can give Srila Prabhupada's movement a bad name, right? So, anyway, it's time. One thing, that if these people, our researchers and historians, if they want to speculate only, think, then think about the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, right? You know, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, you know, what is that? Chitte paibe chamatkar. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, kripa karaho vichar, daya karaho vichar, vichar korile paibe chitte chamatkar. If you really think about Lord Chaitanya's mercy, if you have a habit of thinking, think about that, no? Why think about something which is going to be destroyed next day and something else come up? Think about the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chitte Pabe Chamatkar. It will reveal to you, wow, is this what is giving? Is this what we're missing? We do not want to miss it. So we all want to take shelter. You are all exalted souls. I am a rookie. I am a tiny person. I just have some understanding which I talk to people as if, you know, I know. But if I made any mistake, if I got excited about something while talking, if I hurt someone, please forgive me. And let us be grateful to Srila Prabhupada, to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, without whose mercy we would not know, we would not experience this blissful lifestyle, this Sankirtan moment. We would not know the glories of Krishna Balaram. We would not know the tattva of Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar. Sure, Vrajadham is filled with all the great sentiments, but we want to remember how we are able to even come close to understanding that, to get a taste of understanding that. That is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaunitai, and previous acharyas. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, Śrīmad Bhāgavatam ki jai, Vāñśā kalpataru vyasya kṛpā sindhubhya vata patitānām pāvanabhyo vaiṣṇavebhyo nama namaha. If permit, 5 minutes, we can take a question. Otherwise, if time is up, I would end up here. Thank you.
Prabhupada was asked, what was the most difficult thing you've experienced, Prabhupada? Prabhupada said that you don't want to know.
Hari Bol.
So, as you mentioned, Prabhupada underwent great, apparently, that the enthusiasm and determination, but still, despite the great difficulties, he carried on to save all of us.
Thank you very much. Very senior devotee here. There are many senior devotees who I don't even maybe know by the names, but please accept my obeisances and please bless me. Anyone else? Okay. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, Śrīmad Bhāgavatam ki jai, Samaveda Bhaktavinda ki jai, Nitai Gau Sitanāt Premanande, Hari Hari Bo. Hey, Hari Bo.
Thank you, Prabhupada. Some people say, Prabhupada, Prabhupada.